Way back when I was thinking about starting a high-ticket dropshipping business, the one thing I was looking for was someone to show me what one of these sites looks like. So John and I have done that for you at dropshipbreakthrough.com/go. So head to dropshipbreakthrough.com/go and watch the free training.
Hey, welcome to the Dropship Podcast. And today we're going to answer a question that I saw in our Facebook group. And it was, should I just sell one product on my dropshipping store? John, I asked you before the call, I'll ask you again, where do you think this question is coming from? Is it from the low-ticket AliExpress world where they focus on one product?
Yeah, I think it just comes from that overall sort of winning product mindset. So, I mean, if you think back a few years to when everybody was talking about, the AliExpress, the low-ticket dropshipping, and I mean, people still do, it was all about finding the winning product. And like, it was just like, all you got to do is find this one winning product and pump it really hard, and then at some point it'll stop working and you've got to find another winning product, then find the next winning product. And so the language that you would see getting thrown online a lot was, I'm looking for my next winning product and blah, blah, blah. And it was like this constant, the search kind of thing that was just like constantly going on. And I think that's where that question, obviously, and that mindset, I suppose, persists still to this day. And you know, there are people out there who do it, and not to say that it can't work for a time. I think selling one product could work for a time, but I think there's some very real reasons why, one, that's not the way that we do it, and two, wouldn't really recommend anyone does it.
I hate to jump right into an ad, John, but how do we do it here at Dropship Breakthrough?
So the way when we're building high-ticket dropshipping businesses, I mean, you're essentially building a business. It's not really that you're building a business to sell a product. You're building a business to serve a customer or a group of customers, right? So, I mean, we look for people who have an identifiable interest. We might call them enthusiast niches or passion-based niches or, there's any number of ways you can term that. But there's a common interest. And the people who have that interest usually are doing a thing, right, that aligns with that interest, and they need products, things to help them do that thing better or the way that they like to do it or whatever. And so there's going to be a range of products in that space that that person might use to fulfill their interest, their passion, their hobby, their whatever. But there's also going to be a range of different brands that produce those products in that space. And I think this is one of the areas where the winning product thing comes out of AliExpress, where you don't really have brands. You don't really have, any of that sort of thing. So just picking a product, it doesn't matter what factory it comes from. It's just a product. You can put your own brand on it if you like. Whereas when we're working with local, established, high quality suppliers, in most markets, there's multiple of those. And the reality is that you want to work with all of them, right? Because there will be customers in your niche who prefer one brand over another. And it doesn't make sense to only serve some people with one brand and one product, because you're automatically going to be cutting off potential customers for your business who just don't want that one product, right? They want to buy some of the other products. And when you're a reseller and you're dropshipping, you're not tied to one brand, but you're also not tied to having inventory. So this is one of the superpowers of dropshipping, is you can literally sell 500 different products and not have to stock a single one of them. So why would you not use that superpower to your advantage? Right.
Well, I was trying to toss you a softball of hey, John, what should I sell then? Check out our 5-day challenge, dropshipbreakthrough.com/5, that is. And you can take a 5-day challenge where we will walk you through our criteria, what we teach in our course. In fact, it is the very, very beginning of our course on how to identify the market, identify the person, identify the products that fit within there, find out whether there's too much competition, not enough competition, whether you think you can be competitive in that market. We have lots of criteria inside of our course. You can find all of that in the 5-day challenge at dropshipbreakthrough.com/5. So I was trying to tee that up for you, John, get people into our challenge if they want help. But going back to the topic, I think you can start with one product. I think too many people want a million things on their site before they're ready, right? So I was talking to somebody on a sales call about this today. She booked a call with me, wondering about buying our course. And she was like, I think I just need to take the plunge. And I was like, yep, you sure do. And then she was talking about the float, of, having Shopify and Grasshopper and Google Workspace? Like, what does that cost to float your business per month before I have money to run ads? And I was like, that's another area you can sit for a very long time and say, just one more brand, just one more product type, just one more whatever. The website's not quite perfect enough. It's another place to sit and not take action before you start running ads. And so I would encourage someone to get that first brand on, get those first products up, and start running ads. Go find out some data that you're going to need in order to move forward in the first place, while also calling other suppliers and uploading more products and things like that. But I think you could start with one product type, not necessarily just one actual product. Like you said, there's multiple brands selling the products that we sell, and people are searching for all of these brands. Can you go get, you know, one group of brands around one product type and then continue expanding from there to serve the human behind the screen?
Yeah. And look, I mean, the reality is, even if you just get one brand, I mean, there's very few brands. I mean, there are some, but there's very few brands that just have only one product, right? When you're in the high ticket space, tends to be you get a supplier, they're going to have at least a few products. Sometimes they can have hundreds of products. Sometimes, you know, if you're talking about a big one, they could even have more than that. But it's going to be pretty rare that you just end up with one product to begin with. But I think, for me, just from a business perspective, the real answer for me to this question is that you never want to build a business around a single point of failure, right? So when you have one product that you're drop shipping, it's not your product, right? It's coming from a third party that you do not control. Something happens to that product, that company that's making it shuts down. They decide they don't want to drop ship it anymore. It has some sort of warranty-based issue, a recall, like whatever it might be, your business is screwed overnight, like literally down the gurgler, and you've got to go and find the next winning product. Well, what if you can't do that for a couple of months? What if you can't find anything else? What if nothing starts working for you? You've built your business around something that can be taken away at any point in time. But that thinking doesn't just stop with the product. Like, you then from there, you don't want to have just one supplier either. In the long, you could start with just one, as Ben mentioned, but you don't just want to stick with one, because the same thing can happen. What if they go out of business? What if they decide, even if they've got 10 products, what if they decide they don't want to drop ship anymore? What if they get sold to another company and that company, you know, changes their policies or whatever? This happens. If you've just got one supplier and something happens to them, your business is screwed. So it's better to have 5 suppliers, for example. Because if one of them drops off, you've still got 4 suppliers. You still have a business. You can still make sales. You can continue on. Go a step further. You don't want to have just one source of traffic, right? You don't just want to have Google Ads traffic, because what if you get booted off the Google Ads platform, or your merchant center gets suspended, as we see happens a little more frequently these days? You don't want that, because then your business is at risk, right? And so you want to have multiple traffic sources. You want to have paid traffic. You want to have retargeting traffic. You want to have email. You want to build an email list. You want to build SEO up so that you've got that there. So that if your Google Ads traffic does disappear for some reason, your business isn't screwed overnight, right? And so in the beginning, you do start your business with some single points of failure, because you've got to start somewhere, right? You have to start. But your mindset should always be, I need to add to that. I need to secure my business by adding in more ways for my business to survive if something goes wrong, but also more avenues for me to put cash into my business. And so I think that just at a basic business level is why the single product idea just is not, in the sense of drop shipping, is not a great option.
John and I both love business, think about it all the time, can't turn it off, and don't know why anyone would want to. And because of that, we started a second podcast where we can talk about everything we've ever wanted to talk about in business, not just dropshipping. We like talking about all things business. So if you want to hear John and I talk about all sorts of stuff, from camel meat dropshipping businesses to PDF dropshipping to a guy gambling $100 every single day on YouTube Shorts, to how OnlyFans taught us lessons in business. We're all over the place over there, but it's a really fun podcast. So if you're a podcast listener, you love John and I, head over to your podcast player of choice and look for The Low Bar Podcast. You'll see a blue image, and you'll see a cartoon version of John and myself. and go back and start at episode one. I promise you will not regret this. This is one of the more fun projects that I have done recently. I know John's having fun too, so we'd love it if you joined us. Check out the Low Bar Podcast on YouTube or wherever you prefer to listen to podcasts.